My name's Austin, and I'm a seminarian studying at St. John Vianney, as well as one of the founders of Sent Evangelization, along with Gabriel Sabado, and under the guidance of Father Douglas Grandin. Sent's mission is to reach all those living within the parish territory through neighborhood evangelization. And it began in 2016 at the JP2 Institute on a whiteboard, where a visiting priest drew a large rectangular border with a church at its center and some small houses drawn around it. This, he said, is the parish territory, of which all the souls living within it, the parish is responsible for. And then drawing a much smaller circle around the church, he said, and this is how many souls living within that territory who actually exist within the church's walls as Catholics. In the Archdiocese of Denver, that's only about 15%. So what are we doing for everyone else? No one had an answer because, to be honest, we had never thought of the question before. So after a long pause, he said, well, we just go knock on their door. And so we started to do so as well. One of the most memorable encounters I had that spring was outside the door of a woman named Pam. I just asked her how I could pray for her. She said I could pray for her son Michael, who had passed a few months ago. He was my age. Then I asked her if she had any questions or was Catholic herself. She said, nope, but Bob was hiding behind the door, listening to the conversation. Lastly, I asked if I could help in any way while I was there. And then she stepped outside and pointed to her roof where her Christmas lights were still up, even though we were well into March. She said, my son put those up there, but he's no longer with us. And I don't trust myself or my husband on a ladder. Do you think you can help us? I said I could. And after they had brought out a small ladder, I went to work plucking Christmas lights from the roof while Pam reeled them in from the ground. After that, we would send her a handwritten letter. We would come back at Easter with an Easter basket. And to this day, she comes to Mass on First Fridays. And since then, two people have entered RCIA, one being confirmed this Easter at St. Vincent de Paul, as well as four fallen away Catholics coming back to the church from door to door. And this is just the beginning. And so the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And if the man or woman across the street is to hear the gospel, it must come from someone. We would only ask that you prayerfully consider if that someone is you, and according to your gifts, because along with evangelists, the effort also needs intercessors who at the same time remain in the chapel and pray for them, as well as supporters who write letters and form gift baskets. In your pew is a card in which each of the teams is listed. We would ask that if you feel called to the apostolate, you fill one of them out and select the team which best corresponds to your gifts. Gabriel and I will be in the back of church after Mass today if you have any questions, and I look forward to getting to meet some of you then. Let us together be sent, not to foreign missions, but to the vast majority of our brothers and sisters who live surrounding Our Lady of Loretto, yet exist outside its spiritual walls, to those for whom Christ died for, yet are in danger of dying, having never known him. This is our great commission, to bring all to Christ for everyone. St. Paul says, who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how can they call upon him in whom they have not believed? How can they believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can men preach unless they are sent? Thank you.